there is always a mixture of both. There are differences, there are similarities. There are things that we agree upon, and thanks God, there are things we don't agree upon. Because there are the moments of the history when we agreed upon something, later it was the shame of a nation for generations. Do you know any culture not having this in their history repeatedly? That's what it is. Because by agreeing with each other, suddenly we become gangsters, because we agree only within us, not we. And that we, you know, what is that we? All the living creatures, that's how the life is here. We interdepend. We coexist with all the other living creatures. If they are not here, what will happen? If they go away, suddenly we start to death, first of all. That's how it goes. So we forget all that. Now you start to say, Ruby will jump in and say, okay, talking about the skin and the real stuff, look at these sayings. When we talk, how could you get all of this? All of this has a form and has an essence. The form is what you hear, musicality translated to this, to that, interpretation, all that. The essence is something that was in the heart of Rumi and will reappear in the heart of the people who will become like him, will join him. That's how it works. So he talks about the speech now, yes.
Know that these words are as the skin, and the meaning is the kernel. These words are as the form, and the meaning is like the spirit. The skin hides the defect.
The spirit is there, over there is translation of John. You know the difference between John, which is life, actually. John is that everybody has. Spirit, normally we refer to breath, the thing that only human being has. Yes.
Which one was it?
And the John.
And the meaning is like the John?
Im sohan, chon nakshu ma'ni hamcho John. These words are like the forms, and the meaning is like the life.
The skin hides the defect of the bad kernel. It hides jealously the secrets of the good kernel. When the pen is of wind and the scroll of water, whatever you write perishes speedily. It is written on water. If you seek constancy from it, you will return biting your hands. The wind in men is vanity and desire. When you have abandoned vanity, is the message from him. Sweet are the messages of the Maker. For it, from head to foot, is enduring.
Anybody is listening? You tell me, what was that all about? Because Rumi suddenly went somewhere else in his way, and now he gets passionate about this stuff, because he's talking about this talking. He's talking about his teaching, his book, and the words he's putting down. We get passionate, and in Persian it's so complicated that even reading it in Persian will make different senses for some time now. Because he uses some special words with like double-edged sword with different meanings. Like the wind, bad, and hawa, air. Air is, wind is air in motion, right? Then hawa, before being air to us, means all the desires. So he's using all these words to say what? To say, okay, let's look at this. First of all, this saying, like any written stuff, has a form and a meaning. Form is like your body, which is a combination of meat and bone and stuff like that. And the meaning is the life in you, therefore you are alive. So the meaning is what the form is one. You black and white is immediately you say, therefore the form doesn't matter. Oh, wait a minute. Wrong. Each plays a role. Your body, your physical, biological existence, that piece of meat and bone and skin is a part of you. Without that, you're not here. This separation is not really dividing them. First of all, a bad skin. Is it useless? Or you said, no, a bad skin is very useful because if the core is rotten, that bad skin will cover it. So it could play a role. Do not go black and white. Do not jump from this side to the other side of it. There is a balance in between because all the separations, all the divisions in analysis are theoretically we divide it. We don't really separate them. There is no separation. Separation is impossible. Okay? So we will say, okay. Then let's look at this writing stuff again. First I said this is has two parts, the meaning and the form. And form is not bad. That's why you choose the poetic form for the language and all that. The form could even cover the rotten core, okay? Then something else. What are we writing? And what are we transferring here, actually? We are transferring something from a mortal to a mortal. So at the end, whatever we transfer is not going to keep its form and be the same. We do it for another purpose. This is like the wind is your pen, and water is your paper. Whatever you write down over there quickly will disappear, will go to phenol. Because that's the form of the water on the surface of the paper. The water itself will evaporate, it's there. It loses its form. This was the form of the water. If you trust in the form of the water, oh, I'm sorry, it will go away. What does that mean to you? Aren't you waiting for a water? Aren't you thirsty to have this meaning through these sayings? You say, first of all, this saying is a form. There is a meaning in here. If you get that one, first of all, this my mission will be completed. And the thing that I will say, if you keep it as it is, if you memorize whatever I say, then you will die at the end of the story. So what? I die, you will die. And that was a useless thing, except that this meaning should go in you and transform you to become something else. Please do not rely upon the form of the water.